Sorry about the setup there, guys. Hey, welcome to Rank You Very Much, the podcast. We rank anything and everything, the best, the worst. Who knows what we're doing, but today I know. I'm your host, Joe Bates. I usually play the theme song here, but I have to use my phone for this, so I never came up with a second device. But, folks, we have a great show tonight. We are doing Worst Invention. The Worst Invention, folks. And as always, I have two special guest experts to help me on the show. To the right of me, folks, you may know him as an expert in amateur inventions, Mr. Kale Forbes. Kale, could you explain what one of your amateur inventions that your expertise is?
So I had this idea that it like works with Netflix, and it's called Drunkflix.
Okay.
And it keeps track of how many beers or cocktails or whatever you have while you're watching Netflix at night. So when you wake up in the morning, it tells you kind of where you're going to start to not remember. So you don't have to watch through like 5 minutes of the six episodes.
So you don't have to fast forward to the part
you
kind of
catch yourself back up again and spend an hour the next morning.
That's a good idea.
That's good. Once it feels like, is it using a camera that shows your the glaze over your eyes?
I've not gotten that far.
Okay. He's an ideas man. He's an ideas man. And the left of me, folks, is HVAC repairman, Willie Bostick.
Hey.
Willie, I appreciate you being on the show, but I do have to ask, since we're doing Worst Invention, why are you on the show?
Well, you called for like an HVAC guy to fix, like either, I think it was a heating issue.
Okay.
Okay, it got convoluted because, well, I'm the dude that goes in the vents. If you need, like, if there's a squirrel that gets in there or something like that, they'll send me in the vent. Sean usually sends me up there.
So you're saying in vent Sean?
Yeah, I think that's where it kind of, I thought I was going to just fix something.
But you?
I saw the microphone and the camera.
And you thought, when I say, hey, worst invention, you thought I was saying, you're the worst in the vent, Sean.
Yeah.
Because I thought you were Sean.
Yeah, no, it's common to say.
But you're Willie.
I cannot tell you how many times this happens where I do a podcast.
That you have no reason to be. Yeah.
There's so many interviews, I'm like, oh, it's a play on words again. Jeez. That was going to be a promotion.
You know, welcome to the Cool Cast. We have HVAC repairman.
Yeah.
He's pretty good in the vent. So.
Wow. You know what they say about vents? No need to say it again.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive. They'll take down a project. Worst invention, folks, that's what we're talking about with these two special guest experts who I'm a little worried about already. We're talking about Flowbee. Flowbee was a vacuum haircut thing. Snuggy. Fidget spinner, cigarettes, Facebook, O'Doul's, mustard gas, printer ink cartridges, Keurig, truck nuts, and the clapper. Those are our inventions we'll be talking about today. And as always, there's an empty spot. If you're watching and want to comment and let us know an invention we may have missed, feel free. Call in on BitChat or Meet and Greet or whatever the hell it's called right now. Or comment on Facebook Live. We're going to have a fantastic show, as always, folks. I think this is episode 49.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've gained no real notoriety.
The next one will be a big deal.
Yeah, the next one will be a real... You know, the penultimate one. When you watch a season of television, the second to last one is usually the best one. Mailman.
Is it a lick? Is it a man or... That doesn't matter.
It's a man in the lick. No, not in Meridian. No,
truck
in
Meridian.
Oh, no, they know where I live now. But anyways, these are the worst inventions.
Who are you talking to?
These are the worst inventions we'll be talking about, folks. And as always, we start with the veto round. We each go one at a time to decide what should be taken off the list. It's not the worst invention. And as always, we start with the oldest person here, Mr. Kale Forbes.
Yeah, dude. listen, I'm going to say...
That's all we're doing.
No, I'm talking to them.
Okay.
The Keurig.
You don't think the Keurig is the worst invention?
No. It definitely has a purpose. Like, it makes one cup of coffee. Sometimes you want to have one cup of coffee pretty quickly, and you don't want to have to deal with grounds and a bunch of bullshit. It's just a machine. put the thing in, you close it, and you hit a button, and it's coffee.
It's all self-contained.
And then they got ones that have, like, creamer in them, so you don't even have to buy creamer, you just buy the certain kind.
They have ones with creamer in them, though?
Yeah.
So here's what my buddy, who hates Keurigs, was saying. Oh, the donut shop, that has creamer in it. Yeah, those are good. Yeah. My buddy hates Keurig because it killed his parents. No, because
I understand.
A lot of coffee.
He goes, you know, it's so much pollution. It's so much trash to get one cup of coffee.
That doesn't make it a bad invention.
Here's the stance you're taking. You're saying that something creates a lot of waste, not a bad invention.
Yeah, like, nobody has a big problem with cars. Yeah. That's a pretty good invention.
What about 6-packs of sodas? Nobody's stopping those.
Yeah, they are. They're a big deal. They choke fish out.
Yeah, but
ducks are dying every day because of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but they're not.
Well, you should have them on the episode.
Ducks or Coke?
There's Coca-Cola.
They're like, I hate the Coke. The rings. That's the worst one.
Is rings? Coke rings on there? Coke rings sounds like somebody trying to do the Olympics really high.
Really, I'd say first round for me, it's either Keurig or...
So you got to choose one. So you looks like you're going Keurig.
I mean, I feel like...
I don't want you to jump
the gun.
I feel like
there's a couple obvious ones that aren't the worst on the list, and that is one of them.
Okay, we'll take Keurig off the list. You know, looking at all the other ones, I can't disagree that I do like a Keurig. You know, at work, it's a lot easier to deal with when you're going through that system. You know, I don't mind it.
Brew a pot.
I'm thinking the biggest thing with Keurig really is just the trash it creates. Outside that, it's nice to be able to just get one cup of coffee out of a coffee machine.
Yeah, you gotta separate.
Is it called a coffee machine?
Yeah. Or maker.
I mean, it's a machine that
coffee maker.
But you could also call it Folgers is a coffee maker.
I feel like a coffee maker should make coffee, and I should have so little to do with it.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like I'm making the coffee.
Yeah, it's like a
just
barista.
Yeah, like a person at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
That's also a coffee maker.
Man,
but then you go back further, and there's a farmer
that
grows the beans.
And that's a coffee maker.
Coffee maker sends the beans to the coffee maker, and then they put the coffee.
You know, I'm going to cross everything off the list. Let's just talk about the process of coffee.
No, it's
just so farmer beans, cocoa beans, correct?
I believe so.
You need hot brown water.
Hot brown water. What? Why is it going to be brown?
It helps with, like, the coffee color.
If you start out with the brown water, it does make it a lot more dark. And
yeah. That's what dark roast is.
So, Flint, Michigan makes the best coffee.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, they got great coffee right
now. I want my coffee unleaded, not in Flint. Anyways, they have a real problem. Support their...
Donate money
to Haiti, which I think... Does that get the Flint?
No.
I thought it was Haiti was like a Swiss bank where you can get money to charity easier if you go through Haiti.
For us, that's like... You gotta go completely opposite direction.
I don't like this. I like this. Anyways, but you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know if I know.
Bank.
So, Mr. Willie Bostick, HVAC repairman, local legend. What do you think is not the worst invention on this list?
I'm gonna go the printer ink.
Oh my gosh, that's even worse. It's the dumbest thing ever.
I get it.
They last for like 5 prints.
But that was like, there's better inventions now, but like
was
a good chunk of time where if you wanted like anything on the paper that wasn't invisible, you needed the ink. And I agree that it wasn't fun to like change them. And then your idiot friend would come over and print out, like, a full-color picture.
You're also not supposed to throw them away. You're supposed to, like, put them in a different type of bin, I think.
So most of these are just about the waste that they create.
Well, it seems like the first two we're taking off definitely is about the waste.
I didn't know this was going to be, like, a nerd thing all of a sudden.
Didn't know we were going to talk a nerd shit. I didn't know I was playing chess on this podcast.
I like
should have brought
it. No waste in that.
There's,
I don't know.
There is some ways.
I think
I do a lot of waste of time.
I think the ink cartridges aren't the worst invention.
All right.
What else would you do? Like what?
What else? What you have a little dude in the printer, and he writes it really quickly. Easy.
I mean, that would take down.
Yeah, what would you put the ink in? Not a cartridge?
Well, I don't know. You know, I just feel like it's not the most efficient way of doing it. Maybe a spray paint style.
It's like an appendix.
I feel like you're making fun of this when we're trying to have a legitimate conversation.
No.
Well, I'm not the expert here. You guys are the experts, so...
Clearly.
Yeah, that's apparent.
I wish I had a picture of my dad. Like, no, this is apparent. And
I think we got one. On the,
did we get
Facebook
one?
Live.
Thanks for watching. Keep watching, my friend.
later.
They usually stick on for about 3-5 seconds of time.
We didn't say anything.
Sometimes they watch for a while, though, you know? Yeah. Sometimes you'll get guys like Peter Frederick Waller or Nolan Miller, they'll watch the whole episode.
Nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
You record it, too, right?
Yeah, they'll go on YouTube later, and that's when the real views start hitting.
Oh, nice.
You know?
That's when we make the money.
Yeah. I even have one that has like 100-something views on Facebook or on YouTube, which was the RuPaul's Drag Race, which had a lot of clickbait name in it, you know?
People really like that show.
People really like that show. Also, the fast food ones got like 40, 50 views from when I did live at Crossroads with Chris Seamer and DJ Dangler.
Oh, yeah. They said that one was fun.
Those are good names.
Yeah. Well, they're not as good names as expert in amateur invention Kale Forbes and HVAC repairman Willie Bostic. Is it pronounced Willie or Willie?
Willie.
Okay. I'm up next. I'm going to take one of these inventions off the list that I don't think is the worst invention.
What's the thing with the least carbon footprint? Nice.
Well, I don't have any sponsors. I want to make that abundantly clear. All right. But... I don't want to talk at length about this. I think it's made worse people, but I do think it's better that it exists. And I don't think Facebook is the worst invention ever made.
I don't think so.
I do stand-up comedy. I don't know what these guys do. Different things. I do stand-up, and Facebook is mainly the reason I use it is just to get booked for different Facebook things.
Selfish.
Let's keep people... Well, you know, not everybody can be you, or just kind of keep off into the distance in the dark and get thrown a rope over
it's
and over.
It's in the vents.
It's in the vents. But yeah, do you guys think Facebook is not the worst invention?
I don't think it is.
I think people make Facebook shittier. I don't think Facebook is, like, the reason... Like, it's a good idea.
So Facebook was an outlet, and people on it became shitty. So Facebook itself is a good idea, but people, you're saying the hearts of people are... man is inherently evil.
I feel like when people are like, I gotta take a break from social media, it's because the people you know suck, and that's making you tired. But I can go to just like an event page, like what's going on near me today?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You can do that.
It's super convenient.
I wonder though... So this is what I was telling somebody the other day. I go, Facebook, Twitter, all these things are outlets, right?
Yeah.
You can vent your feelings. You can vent your feelings.
Like PD's Playhouse.
Okay, vent! Vent your feelings. Which, if you see a therapist or you see someone like that, their whole thing is you need to talk out your feelings so you can get past your feelings. And I believe Twitter and Facebook is a lot of those people have been angry over the world. Occupy Wall Street, the police shootings, Trump, abortions, the NFL flag controversy. Well, all these people are now like venting their feelings about it, getting it out of their system. So these uprisings or these protests don't last very long.
Yeah.
Because people get over it quicker.
What?
I think the ability to vent your feelings so easily allows people not to...
Care about an issue for a
long period of time. Yeah, because they don't hold it in.
And you have access to more things to be upset about on a daily basis. So.
Yeah. People can...
Before you could just call your friend.
You could.
Ooh, I'm steamed.
But you're not really like letting the public know because like... When you're telling your friend, like, the people need to know this. When you're on Facebook, the people don't know.
It's funny the people that do that, though, are, like, letting their opinion known to the world have, like, 20 friends.
The people that are really...
The people that are really, like, giving it, like, sticking it to the man have, like, it's like your grandpa's friend.
Please retweet.
Four Twitter followers.
He changed his life.
Yeah.
The grandfather's like, friend was like, you know, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to retweet this.
There are other people outside this.
Upwards of 10 people are going to see that. Yeah. It could change everything.
That's all it takes sometimes.
Yeah. That's all it takes. Ten people. The Civil Rights Movement was started by 10 people.
You know they had that movie 300 based on that thing? All you need is 10.
It was actually an exaggeration. It was just 10
people.
Yeah,
it was just 10.
Yeah. You know how they have... the movie Jaws.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
From the shark?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyway, what this episode's about?
No. Facebook, off the list, folks. And how was that? That round of veto went pretty well, I think. I don't think anyone had any issues with it. I think the people who are watching currently, and this is in a future time because no one's watching right now, are learning. They're gaining knowledge. They're feeling better about themselves. So why don't we do another round of veto with the youngest person here, Mr. Kale Forbes. Silence is the best part.
I don't even know what the Flowbee is.
So
I didn't know before. You mentioned
a Flowbee is basically thing. You know how you had like those giant vacuums you would use in garages? You know those?
Yeah, like a shop vac.
Yeah. It's like a shop vac. But in it, when they're shot back in you, there's a blade in there, so it sucks your hair up and cuts it.
Yeah.
And the way to do it, you can't do it like this. You have to, like suck the hair up like that.
Like you're just jerking a dick off.
A dick on your hair.
Remember in Wayne's World, that was, like, the fake invention they did. They had, they're doing the show, and they have the amateur, and he's like, it's called, like, the sucking cut or something. And he puts it on Gar's head. He's like, put this on your melon, dude. Seriously, it's the same thing, but like,
that's super dumb. So that's gonna be.
Yeah, Joe showed it to me like right before because I didn't know either, and I was like, oh, that's gotta be.
So
in the episode,
the Flowbee, my dad wanted to buy that because he thought that would save money for our band later. Yeah. We'll just cut Joe's hair with it.
That was the ticket.
Yeah, that was he thought.
Flowbee. How much do you spend on haircuts?
$5,000 a week. My hair grows fast.
There's no styling.
There's no styling with a Flowbee.
Yeah, and it's not like a scissor is that difficult.
Yeah, or a bowl. Just put a bowl over my head.
Just suck it off and just see what happens.
That's how I got her. And
that's a bad idea. It's a vacuum with hair. I bet you too. It gets clogged all the time.
I would assume that it like doesn't cut the hair. It like rips the hair off your head.
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
That's what I'm most.
You think it's a blade that goes side to side, or if it's just like on a roll? Because if it's like a roll.
Oh no no! It can just go straight down and the blade into your head.
You just stab you, punctures your skin.
Yeah, it's real dumb. I don't know if it's a. I think it's like an electric razor type thing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably, just like a razor, but it's like, were you tired of sweeping up hair all the time?
What if there's just not a blade in there and it's just a vacuum?
People think their hair is getting cut?
Maybe it just feels good.
Yeah, it just feels nice.
Maybe it's just like, oh, somebody dumped a bunch of glitter on my head again.
There's a guy in the commercial like, it does not work for pubic hair!
And my dick cut.
Flowbee's definitely got to stay up there.
Yeah.
Flowbee's nuts.
I think I know.
No. I wrote that.
Joe.
You can keep it up.
Together.
What are you thinking of, buddy?
I think I'm going to take off Snuggie.
Really?
I think the Snuggie, it definitely had its time in pop culture.
It was definitely a fad.
Yeah, it was definitely big. And I used the Snuggie, and it was pretty good.
It's
a blanket with sleeves.
We had a couple Snuggies given for Christmas, and it works out pretty well.
Yeah, you think you're not going to use them, and they're going to be shit, but they're actually pretty...
Because if you're sitting down, it's nice to have arm movement.
Yeah, you can play video games.
Yeah, it's nice to have arm movement in a blanket.
You don't
really
have
is.
To whip it all off your chest when you expose your cold, naked body.
Well, you got to suck it off, whip it out. so many sexual things.
You made the suck it off sexual.
You... No, that's... why can't there be just a good old non-sexual suck off?
Every podcast is all sucking
off. Looking at the cool cat. We're talking about sucking it off.
But with a vacuum haircut.
And sticking it in, but with your arms and
Snuggie. But Snuggie, I agree with you. I've actually enjoyed the times I've worn a Snuggie. It really is. It really kind of went past its time when they changed from the color blue to other colors.
Yeah.
When they changed to other colors, I was like, all right, Snuggie, they had a camo one. I was like, yeah, you went too far.
I remember that red one really pissed everyone.
Oh, my God. It was like good. It was like Starbucks with the Christmas cups. It was the same kind of...
It was a war on Christmas.
It was a war on Snuggies.
I would say the only reason, I guess you're going to take that anyway, but the only defense for it being a terrible invention is that it's essentially like a bathrobe that you put on backwards.
Yeah.
Like it was already.
So you're saying it's just like you're saying it's not, it's just not really an invention.
Yeah, just put it on wrong.
It's a bathrobe that covers your feet.
Yeah.
Basically.
But I don't think it's not the worst ever. It's made
It's just a bathrobe has an opening in the front. A Snuggie has an opening in the back.
Yeah, it has
that's what I'm saying.
So I disagree.
It also has a tie bathrobe.
The tie. I don't like the tie because the tie keeps loosening and coming undone, and your dick's hanging out when you're getting the paper.
You got this one that's got a little tie in the front,
When you have a bathrobe.
Oh yeah, I got two.
The guy earlier told me he has one pair of jeans.
Yeah. Well, I have these, which are jeans. They're like.
And two pairs of bathrobes. Is it a pair of bathrobes?
Well, one.
Well, I guess it is a pair.
One I got for Christmas does not fit at all. It came in like this weird, like grooming.
Wait, is it like? Is it like that?
You
ever seen Futurama?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Zap Brannigan puts on the bathrobe, and it's
super,
like,
super
his
tight.
His dick should be hanging out, but it's not.
Super tight. The sleeves go to like right here, and it's for like a man, apparently. They're like, this is a men's groove.
It's just like a this sounds like one that's for Joe Fitzpatrick as a man.
Joe Fitzpatrick would look sexy. Is that fucking?
All right, where did that?
I'll bring it over sometime. Let you guys try it on.
Nice.
Well, I want to just see you in it.
Yeah,
and
I want to try it.
I'll come up with one.
Let's do a bathroom fashion contest. Willie, you're up next. I hope you're ready. I hope you got the heart for this. You know, it's not an easy task to take things off the list.
I know, it's daunting.
Just so you know, me and Kayla are drinking coffee with Kahlua, and Willie just went, "I'll take a PBR."
Would you mind if I?
Well, is there any cream or sugar?
Yeah. You did knock one off. We'll talk a little bit. You knock one off, I'll knock one off. You can go over and get another one.
I'm gonna do. The clapper.
The clapper.
Oh, the clapper's so shitty, though. You know it responds to any noise you make.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I want to say...
Did you ever have a clapper?
No.
I had one.
You had a clapper?
I had a clapper in my room.
You're the reason we're at the show, then, because I can't believe I've never met anybody who had a clapper.
Yeah, have you ever gone... I was like, you lay in your bed and it's dark and you go... Your lights would turn on.
That's why I don't think this is the worst ever, because I never had one, but I knew people that did, and it was funny. It's hilarious, like seeing someone so excited about a product, they put it in their house, and then someone on TV starts clapping, and the lights are just going out.
Also, if somebody's just reading in a room, and you pop the door open and go...
Yeah, all the time.
Then if you hit three times, there's like two things.
Because it's like a permanent
strobe light. It's like for two separate things. So if you do three claps, it does like something else. You can program it or whatever. So if you...
Does it make a coffee? Like,
too
many. What is the other thing it could possibly do other than be on
turn
or off?
Turn on a different light
to your girlfriend for you.
Turns on the Xbox.
He was with his friends!
It sucks so bad because it doesn't recognize the claps correctly. Because it'll do like two and it'll just recognize one, and then your light's still on.
So you have to there's an amount of time between claps.
Yeah, so you're just in your room.
Yeah, it's okay, it might be the worst invention, but I had so much.
To you, it is the worst invention if you bought it. But not the worst invention because you can prank other people with it. So you've caused hours of enjoyment because you've seen other people.
I think
with
it's the funniest one.
It is probably the funniest. In the commercial, clap on, clap on, clap off. The clap, worst fucking jingle.
But a lot of people, we didn't even know what it is. Like, people bought it. It was, just the idea.
Yeah, we still, like, they haven't had a clapper in 20, 30 years. Yeah,
no one missed it. That's the best part. Nobody was like, oh, finally, the perfect way to turn on a light.
I like to think that there was somebody who, when the clapper came out, they're like, I don't need light switches.
Yeah.
They didn't have any light switches. Get rid of all the light switches. Or they just built a house like, I don't want it. Everything's clapper oriented. And they go to every house before they go to bed.
But then there's the wonder that's, oh shit.
Did I clap three times? Did I clap twice?
If you like the same person.
Self-destruct started. Ah, so why do they have that?
That gives a toast and we just.
Yeah, you know, there's.
My pacemaker!
It's just super dated at this point. Like, you can do create lives with, like, Alexa and whatever. That you can, like, ask her to turn your.
Have you seen. We have a friend, Caitlin. She has a video of me. She put a video of me on Snapchat. It's gone now. But it was. I had a party at my house, and we wanted to put Alexa on. So I just yelled at Alexa, and I go, Alexa! Play pop music. Alexa! And it's not doing anything. And after a while, I go, Alexa, it's me, Joe. Play pop music. Then I forgot that Alexa, you have to press a button to get it to start. It's not just a talking to thing. So it's just me drunk holding Alexa going, it's me, Joe. Like, that was the problem all along. So we're taking the clapper off?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Strong.
I like the idea. I mean, not being the worst invention because it is a bad invention.
Yeah.
But because it also caused hilarity.
It saved it. It closed well.
Yeah. It closed. The big punchline in the sky.
Wouldn't it be great? One more thing with the clapper is if like it wasn't clap on. If it was just like all right, it's as simple as.
An uproarious applause. That's like we understand that the two claps has been a real problem because people have been accidentally turning on. So we're going with 73 claps. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, how much fun is it to be like, oh yeah, I like this light. Dull. Boring. Lights get that sort of introduction.
We want to see a little bit of this.
Give it up.
Ah, fuck, 72.
Lights still on.
Start again. You messed up. It just talks to you and just starts agonizing.
I'm exhausted.
I need this.
So hot.
Man, well, there's no God. And I'm up next. I'm going to take one off the list, and I'm going to go with fidget spinner. I don't think the fidget spinner is the worst invention ever. I own two fidget spinners. I like
the
fidget
spinner. You're biased like I was with the clapper.
Well, you didn't like the clapper.
You like the
spinner. You had a clapper, you didn't like it. I have a fidget spinner, and I enjoy it. And, Kale, I've seen you play with that fidget spinner.
Yeah, once.
Did you enjoy it?
I mean, did I enjoy...
Did you enjoy it?
Not really.
Did you enjoy it?
You sell them from the trunk of your car?
Yeah. I saw them though, they were my hubcaps. Just take them off. I got.
It was. I only had fun when I held it sideways and then I took my top finger off and it was bouncing on my thumb.
That's pretty good.
That sounds like a wild time.
I mean, it lights up. It lights up.
It's not. I didn't get anything from this, but this. Well, that, now there's like some skill involved.
I just think that people don't like fidget spinners because they think it's pointless. But I think like everything we do is pointless, so it doesn't matter.
Fair point.
It does what its job is.
I think what saves it from not being the worst invention is that it serves no practical purpose and. Everyone knows it came in doing it. Yeah, it's not like, oh, you can use it to open a can of soup. Yeah,
but I disagree with that, though. It served a purpose, because fidget spinners were created at first for people with, like, OCD. So they could focus on something, and it helps them focus on something later. And then everyone else wanted to play with it.
I did not know that.
Does that work, or would you actually just look at the fidget spinner?
I don't know. Well, I think what it does is it calms people down to focus on one thing, so then when they're done with that, they can focus on something else.
I did see a kid in Kilroy's once, and he had a fidget spinner, and he just spun it, and he looked at it just like it wasn't shit. Like he was disappointed in it. And he's like... Like, it was like...
I feel like there's going to be a word he says. But it's always just staring at it.
It's just, I've never seen just such disappointment. And like,
you should talk to my dad.
I'll have it like three or four.
I will talk to him.
But he's disappointed. Yeah. So you're saying that kid makes up the worst of it. I think it's a good one. I like it. I enjoy it.
It's like Xanax for this kid.
Just
put his brain off, and he would just sit there looking at a fidget spinner while his mom ate
It's the cheapest version, because I use, to shut my brain off, I have a stupid PS4 with a bunch of video games that cost way much more.
You don't think that shuts your brain off?
You can spin those.
It is a CD, you know?
That kind of spins.
Spin the whole PlayStation.
Well, I would never do that to my girl.
Alexa?
Hello? It's me, Joe. Alexa. Alright, we're taking fidget spinner off the list.
What is she doing?
What is she doing? Well, she's got her thing. Alright,
classic.
You wanted to get another beer?
I'm gonna sneak out for a second.
Do you wanna grab me?
Yeah. You good, Joe?
I'll take some more.
I'll top you off there, sweetheart.
Alright, we're taking a
So Kale. Thank you, Willie, for doing that. Kale, what's your criteria for judging what makes something the worst invention?
I definitely think good intentions, something that sounds like a good idea, but then you actually like
fails miserably,
is garbage.
So
like
you
hear about it and you're like, ooh, 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 that sounds.
So it sounds like you were gonna push hard for Clapper.
Clapper was gonna be probably my top three. I don't think it would have won. I don't think it would have taken it, but I would not have voted it off.
I can't believe you owned a Clapper. I'm trying to think.
I was like 10 years old.
What other infomercial things? Like, I know my parents had a Magna Duster.
I had the My Pillow.
What's the My Pillow?
It's like they have little balls. Like the commercial is they have like feathers in a tube and an egg on the bottom, and then they drop like a weight into it, and then they have like whatever else you put in pillows. And then they have these little beads that are in the pillow, and like you drop the 5-pound weight in it,
yeah,
and it goes down, and the egg doesn't break. And they're like, whoa, 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 this is gonna be on your head.
Just sounds like a firm pillow.
Yeah, it's like a thing, and then a little place for your head, and you can't like wash it.
Oh, and I don't wash anything.
Like a cover. So you take the cover off and wash it, but like if it gets dirty, you can't.
So don't get cum on it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you do not come on that pillow.
You do not come on the My Pillow.
That's not a good pillow to come on.
Well, I poured one of them way too full, so be careful.
I'll let you think. You got it. Thank you. Yeah. You ever have a My Pillow?
A My Pillow?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
You got your beer in your pocket. Willie, goddamn. What are you... You're goddamn crafty. Hey, how you doing? Oh, fuck. It's the worst one. It's Jordan Dives. I hate him so much.
I was just wondering where I am.
Cool.
I'm at Joe's.
Wow.
We're doing a podcast.
Worst invention.
I'll see you later, Jordan.
Jordan, do you have a worst invention you'd like to add to this podcast?
Probably just gonna make some dumb joke.
I really don't want him to, but I really wish I didn't ask that question to him.
Willie, is there any glue in this gun?
Yeah.
Not enough.
Jordan and Paul.
I feel like it's a tap.
Yeah. Did you put glue in it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, but I think I got too excited with the coffee, and then I put as much liquid in there as I could.
What's your criteria for deciding what the worst invention is? Like, what makes... See, for him...
I'm gonna go put more.
For him, it was... if it had good intentions, but it ended up failing miserably. So the clapper was gonna be one he was gonna push really hard.
I think it would... I don't know. Well, because it would be... Because you got, like, the mustard gas. That's the worst.
Because... Because you got mustard gas. Also, if you're watching, feel free to tell us an invention you don't think is the worst invention. We're down to our final five. Flowbee, cigarettes, O'Doul's, mustard gas, and truck nuts. So feel free to add one if you think we missed one.
What? So it's like mustard gas, it could... it's like bad because of like what has happened with it.
Yeah.
But in the sense from like if you're an
that
inventor.
That was an intention.
If you're an inventor and you're like, man, I really want like a lot of terrible deaths. I gotta invent something. In that respect, that's
a
like
good invention.
It works good.
So like, yeah. So you're saying the kind of, but that's not really your judgment because you think mustard gas is one of the worst inventions.
Yeah, it's like it would have. I think too. At the end of the day, it's like, is it better that that exists?
Yeah. And so you're saying, does the invention make the world a better place? For kale, it's a failure on the actual inventing of what they're doing.
I could go that way too.
So, that's interesting. It's good to have two different viewpoints, which is why we have two experts in two very different fields. one not even inventing. For me, what makes the worst invention is, honestly, would I ever want it? Do I want to own it? Do I want to have it in my house?
Mustard gas?
Well, you know, I could see a situation where I need it. I see a situation every day.
That's how you make mustard.
With gas?
Oh, with gas? I thought it was seeds.
Yeah, I thought it was seed stuff.
Or is that how you make the gas part of it?
Well, I believe it. I tell you what, I hear everything I see on television, I believe. So I put myself on television so I can believe in myself.
Pretty good.
You weren't on TV.
CISO.
That's...
Is that around?
It's a streaming service.
Was it good?
It was a streaming service.
Oh.
You had a good set, though.
Thanks. We're bottom five. Flowbee, O'Doul's, mustard gas, cigarettes, and, of course, truck nuts are our five worst inventions. Is there anything we're missing from the list, guys? Do you think we should add in the sixth? That's worst invention? It's Jordan's just nonsense. It looks like you're saying no, we got our five.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, if we're throwing it in there, buttonfly jeans.
But
I've been thinking about it and I don't like it.
So why don't you like buttonfly jeans?
Because we invented zippers. I assume that all jeans were buttoned. I don't know, like jackets.
So zippers is the best fastening invention. Best fastener.
Well, it's a pretty good fastener. I don't know if it's the best fastener.
If it's so great, how come you got a button shirt on? Actually, you can see the two opinions right here.
You need to step into the 21st century.
Yeah.
The problem, well, this is, if you wear an overcoat, a zipper's good because you're trying to keep heat in, and it keeps heat in.
Yeah.
A button
shirt is like an aesthetic thing.
And it's also
not going to look good if you have a nice.
But you can, it's also more airy. So, you know, I'm wearing a cooler shirt than a zipper.
That was not cool.
This one's not cool? Am I not cool? Guys,
a nice shirt.
Comment if you think I'm cool or not.
Jordan's one of the only two people watching.
He loves me. He's gonna say. Something with poop. I think it's usually always poop.
I hope it is.
I just feel like with the pants, you have the one button.
I like the idea of a Western where somebody's in the Wild West and there's someone just you in the corner. I hope it is.
I would love to be in a Western.
what were you saying, Kale?
One button.
Got the one zipper. I think the button allows more ventilation than the zipper.
Well, no, I'm talking about just in jeans.
Oh, just in jeans.
Buttonfly jeans. Yeah. Because then you gotta go.
Well, you also have.
Let me get this other.
You also just don't have anything. It's just fucking like a Ken doll.
Oh, your penis?
No. Like I'm just saying, there's no zipper or button. It's just pants. Just elastic waist. Yeah.
Jeggings. Joggers? Is that what they call them?
What about crotchless pants?
No, that's totally different because there's no zipper or button.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Or crotch.
No, it's all crotch.
How about just do one leg for a pair of pants?
Well, they do that.
Just not sell the whole pants.
That's what I never understood, sweater vest. Like that kind of thing, or just like padded
sweater vest might be a really bad invention.
Yeah, I think sweater vests are really bad. I had an argument with my girlfriend the other day about it. She goes, it's nice, it keeps your core warm and your arms are cool. I was like, that's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Why would I ever want to do that?
Yeah, my arms rarely get
warmer
than my torso.
Yeah, that's not how it works. Like, I want my hands.
You stand between two fireplaces.
My hands are always cold.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? But, you know, that's besides the point. Don't tell her I said this. And, So we're down to our final five. We're going to go one at a time, look at them, and decide whether they're in the top three or not, starting with Floby. Is Floby, the vacuum that sucks your hair up and then cuts it, one of the three worst inventions of all time?
We're going to narrow it down to three?
Yes. So we don't. If you don't know, you want to put on the bubble, we can keep going on the list. So we don't have to decide right now. Usually that happens with early ones, because we still want to go down. But we could talk about Floby, which I think we've done for a little bit.
I think I would put it in the top three out of the rest of the list, just because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's just a fun thing.
It's completely unnecessary.
But it's, so for you, I guess it kind of, in your realm of making the world a worse place.
It is.
But in your realm, does it do the job it says it does?
I've never used one, but just sheerly from hearing how it works, and I think I've seen like a commercial, and I've seen Wayne's World, so I know what he's talking about.
Wayne's World, a comedy film.
That's a good reference.
Yeah, it's a good reference.
So you're going Floby possibly top three as well. All right.
I doubt anyone that ever owned or used one was like, best haircut of my life. Thank
God I bought that.
Yeah. I would say somebody who ever used a Floby probably didn't take a picture right after that.
Probably couldn't afford a camera.
Oh, Jesus. Spend all the money on Floby.
Yeah. That's not a like staple item that most households purchase.
Really, I know, but it's not. I wouldn't say if you use a Floby, that would designate you as a poor person.
I think it should.
Maybe it should.
Wasting all your money on Flobies.
It's like,
when you can just, you can pull your hair out by yourself if you want.
No.
How about you just tie a string to your hair and tie it to the other end of a car?
It wouldn't be even.
It wouldn't be even.
Like, just hang upside down and then just.
Okay, well, you tell me how to do that.
I get a bar.
I am on the bar.
I'll just hold you upside down.
I don't think that should be the top three.
All right, we're going to continue on this. And with cigarettes, are cigarettes a top three worst invention? We haven't really gotten to the side of like.
I'm going to say there could be a, and I know there is, a massive like argument, and it's probably the worst because of
the death that's caused.
Well, it has probably killed more people than mustard gas.
Yeah. But
at this point.
But have they killed more people than cars?
I don't have the stats on me, Joe.
You know,
I'm not an expert in this field.
In cars?
No.
But I would say, I would think cars with a cigarette.
Car pulled up and said, hey, you want to smoke?
I was randomly reading, like, people dying on stage, like, stories, and there was one guy, and a lot of magicians died doing the bullet catch trick.
Yeah.
And a lot of them. And one
did you watch that David Blaine documentary?
No, I read a bunch of stuff because Neil Snyder almost died. He put a link to it. Yeah, I'll tell you after.
Did he try to catch a bullet?
I'll tell you after the podcast. But yeah, it's no, anyways. no, so the bullet catch, the magician brought an audience member on the thing, and they go, well, the magician didn't know that the audience member also put nails in the gun. I was like, what?
What do you mean?
How do you put a nail in a gun?
That's what he did, and he killed the magician.
Was it a nail gun?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nails
in the gun. He put nails in the gun and shot him.
He didn't catch the bullet because it was a nail.
Yeah, he wasn't ready for that.
He's like, I'm going to get this.
We'll see how
this guy.
The whole thing is, I've been wondering what the person putting nails in was doing. Like, did he want to kill the magician? Was he
like it. Maybe,
or was he like, let's see if it's a real trick. I'll see if he really can catch it.
Not a nail. You said you could catch a bullet, not the nail.
I would take cigarettes off because...
You got nail.
Cigarettes are too popular.
Cigarettes are popular, and they make you look so damn cool.
I will say movies are better if the character is smoking.
Oh, yeah. I like when people smoke cigarettes like this.
It's kind of like the clapper, where it's the worst invention... But also, like, outside people are like, well, it's neat that they're doing that. Like, Wes Anderson wouldn't have a career if his characters didn't smoke.
Yeah, those movies would look not as cool at all.
How are people supposed to know that you're an artistic photographer if the person you're taking a picture of isn't holding a cigarette?
Or you're not holding a cigarette. How are people going to know that you're a rebellious teen if you're not smoking a cigarette?
I think they're too popular.
All right, cigarettes, not in the top three. But cigarillos, I have a buddy who only smokes Black and Milds, and I don't know how the fuck he does that. Those are the grossest things I've ever seen in my life.
That's like so much of a commitment.
Yeah. Well, you can put it out halfway.
Yeah, but then like, yeah, that's too much.
I smoked them every once in a while.
They
taste good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like pipe tobacco.
Gotcha.
It's like, it's good, but like I said, I'm like...
It smells just so much different. I feel like it would taste different smoking, like bad, because it smells really bad.
And it tastes like pipe.
Ice cream. You're like vanilla.
A lot of things that taste good smell really bad.
Like what? Name three things that follow that thing. Can't say fart.
Vinegar.
All right.
In stuff, okay.
A shot of vinegar. I think you can die. Vinegar, vinegar.
That's... I don't know.
There's cheeses.
Yeah, a lot of cheeses. I don't like the sneaky ones.
No, I don't like the soft cheeses.
I don't like much cheese.
No.
That's the worst invention. A lot of cheeses.
A lot of cheeses. Not cheese.
The ones that suck.
You like blue cheese?
No, it's all ridiculous.
Not a big fan of ranch either. I don't like
ranch. No, ranch is the worst. I can do.
I agree. When I did the audio podcast, it's the best condiment, and the other two people pushed ranch so hard. I think mayonnaise ended up winning, and I was upset. No, like, ranch won. Mayonnaise was on there.
Okay, I like mayonnaise, and I don't.
I like spicy mayo, with like a southwestern like sauce. It's like mayo. Yeah. A little kick to it, like horseradish mayo. He doesn't like mustard. Which brings up our next subject, mustard gas. Is mustard gas the top three worst? This is when Willie's first guess on like adding one to the list. He said, mustard gas, of course.
I think... Well, no, we skipped one. We skipped our duels.
Yeah.
We'll get back to it after this.
Okay, I would say...
There's no real order to this.
I don't know. I would keep it in the top three just because it's so mean.
So mustard gas, it's like tear gas, right?
But no. It's like poisonous gas.
So when mustard gas goes off, you just die.
No, you breathe it in and you start to choke, and I think it will melt your skin off.
Yeah, it's like really mean stuff.
Is it?
It's like
you dropped it out of planes.
Is it basically a spicy, very spicy bomb, and the spices kill you?
What?
Yes, there's real mustard in it.
Is there not?
Yeah.
No. It gets all over your tie.
It's like a Southwest mustard. Just
wait, is there not actual mustard in mustard gas?
No,
there's not.
I thought it was like...
What? Are you serious?
I thought it was like...
The color is yellow.
That's what I believe that's why it's
I thought there was actual mustard in mustard gas.
It falls from the sky. It was like yellowish. Why would it be made out of mustard?
I thought it would be burn your eyes. You don't get mustard in your eyes.
It's not like a deterrent. It's not fucking tear gas at all. It's like a very fucked up chemical agent. I'm pretty sure.
I thought mustard was heavily involved in mustard gas.
Yeah.
As in the main ingredient.
I'm pretty sure you die relatively quickly. And even if you don't die, I think you are...
You're not living well.
Potentially have kids with three arms or some shit like that.
I don't know. It's radioactive?
It's bad shit.
I think it's just chemical warfare. It's not radioactive.
It's one of those things that, like, so bad that after the fact, like, everyone decided that, like, if you use this, like, someone's gonna blow everything
up. You're a real bad guy. Use it.
It's like the, what are they, that's not the Magna Carta. It's probably just like UN or something.
It's not in the Magna.
I know the word the Magna Carta.
I know what a Magna Carta is.
I think that's got to be in the top three.
All right, it's
even though I already know the one, I'm gonna choose.
It's deadly. People don't like it. The Magna Carta, and also mustard gas. Top three. Next, O'Doul's. Is O'Doul's the top three worst invention?
I honestly was talking about this to somebody yesterday. I think non-alcoholic beer is dumb.
Yeah, of course it is.
I think it's the stupidest. Because, like, just, you could drink a soda. And people are like, oh, well, some people are, like, alcoholics, so they have to drive. Yeah, don't drink beer.
So what do you think about,
it doesn't taste good.
What do you think about nicotine gum?
I also think it's dumb. I don't get anything. I've chewed it before, and it just tastes bad. And it doesn't do anything.
Really?
I didn't feel any, I mean, I
Yeah.
You don't feel, you don't look like you've ever felt a thing in your entire life.
Very rarely.
Very, very rarely. What do you think about O'Doul's?
I don't think it's the worst ever.
I think it's dumb.
See, I do agree, because it's like anybody that, because you got people that are like, you know, I like beer. And it's like, if you do like the way it tastes, I doubt, like, O'Doul's. So just imagine you, like, yeah, you could drink any beer you want.
That's like a brewery, like Flat 12, is like, we also need a non-alcoholic keg.
And like, and that's actually the one I think had the best flavor. It's like, so it's a very niche market.
You could drink juice. Wow. And get antioxidants.
Or water.
I like
or
water.
Water.
I think it's kind of, I think the main reason for like non-alcoholic beers is to like
fit in.
Yeah.
It's such, but you
because
don't.
Anyone that, if it's like, because
everybody sees you with your fucking O'Doul's, like,
no, you gotta put the, you put the thumb over the O'Doul's label.
No, you do the koozie.
Still
you do the koozie.
Oh, you do a BevNet.
You do a Budweiser koozie.
My buddy in Houston, he had a BevNet. He just wrapped a napkin around the bud.
Well, everybody knows you're fucking hiding something at that
BevNet. Is that juice?
Can I get your beer? Yeah, the ones with the label scratched off.
Well, no, he didn't do that because of the O'Doul's. He just liked it because it was a homemade koozie. The BevNap, he kept calling it. But you could do a BevNap for an O'Doul's to hide that thing. You established early on that you're a BevNap guy. So slowly when you're using, you don't just all of a sudden come out of the door. Well, that's not a BevNap. You got to wrap it around. It's a coast nap for my bed. Anyways, I think we've really accomplished a lot with that. Yeah. So O'Doul's not top three, or is top three?
I would say not top three.
You're saying, oh, so I'm assuming, because we haven't talked about truck nuts yet, are you saying O'Doul's and truck nuts is worse?
I think, see, I had my mom, Truck Nuts wins for me.
Oh, well, don't say that. We don't know what's going to happen. There's going to be some mystery. So do you think Truck Nuts is a worse invention than O'Doul's?
Definitely worse than O'Doul's.
It serves no purpose.
Yeah.
But O'Doul's serves like a little bit of a purpose.
I don't think so. I think,
honestly, okay,
I think the top three for me at this point is Flo-Bee, O'Doul's, Truck Nuts. I think mustard gas
is the odd one out.
When it accomplished what it was made for, almost too well.
What do you think about that?
I think Cal made a compelling argument, and
we're taking mustard gas off the list.
I guess so.
Well, everyone who's ever died for mustard gas, you're not watching, but guess what? You died for nothing, because it's not the worst invention ever made.
But that's a good thing, though. Wouldn't that make it?
We got Flo-Bee.
Flo-Bee is odd, like...
I think Flo-Bee's the dark horse in this whole thing.
Also, why are these the only two things that are branded? Oh, we can get Keurig, I guess. Is Fidget Spinner a branded thing?
I don't know.
Because I feel like non-alcoholic beer...
Well, we just said O'Doul's is better than saying non-alcoholic beer. We're sponsored by them. We're sponsored by everybody.
Oh, everybody that drinks them has a sponsor.
We're sponsored by the class. That was a good joke.
See you later, everybody. No.
Willie's got a brand new bit.
Well, you got three.
I ain't talking about that shit on stage.
Talk about O'Doul's. What does that even mean? Three worst inventions: Flo-Bee, O'Doul's, and of course Truck Nuts. Unbelievable that we got this far. We haven't talked about Truck Nuts, so let's talk about Truck Nuts now. Why would they be the worst invention? And Willie seems to have some opinions on why he doesn't like these.
It's a big fake plastic set of testicles that people insist upon dangling from like the tow package on their truck.
How else are people supposed to know my truck is definitely a man?
And then too, yeah, well, that's another thing. Like, I thought men had a history of like, be like, oh yeah, this is my car. Like this.
I think men had a history of saying, hey, this is my car.
But it was always like a
girl name for the cars. Yeah, Sheila.
But never, it's like Tim with the huge nuts.
Herbert the love bug.
Yeah.
Well, that was a boy car for a girl.
I don't know. It's just like I can't imagine that anyone ever. To me, it's the worst because I don't think one person should have ever bought one.
Is Catherine the horror movie about a car?
Catherine.
There's a horror movie where the car is like trying to kill him.
I think it's Catherine.
Anyways, I'm sure. What? So you just think it's so odd.
I think it's just so pointless.
Yeah.
More so than fidget spinners.
Yeah, because like you said, like yeah, some people apparently... You can't even... It's not like, ooh, like I really, really enjoy that I got my nuts off my truck. Like I... Most days, it's the only thing... I hate my truck. I hate it. Don't like driving it. Can't wait to get a new one. The first thing I'm going to do is take my nuts off. Like what does it do for anybody?
Nobody has ever been like, alright, so I was driving down, I had to stop pretty quickly, the car stopped in front of me, thank God I had my truck nuts on, because it's just smashed right into the back, fucked up my whole back, but I'm safe thanks to my truck nuts.
Yeah, I mean,
if that hadn't been there, I wouldn't be here today.
I fell out of my car and it was driving away, and I reached up, and lo and behold, the only thing that saved my life was I grabbed a hold of these nuts.
I was allowed to Dukes of Hazzard myself back into the cab.
Hey, Bill, can we tow the boat with your truck? Can't move my truck nuts. Not moving them for nobody, no how.
Those nuts stay there. It's like, yeah, I wasn't going to buy... I mean, he was asking $6,000, and I knew the car was worth $4,800, but then I took a wanderer on back, and I saw that it clearly was a truck with testicles.
This was a man's truck. This ain't worth $4,500, or whatever the price.
I can't tell you how many phone calls and emails I just got piled up, and I can't tell the world enough. Yes, my car... is a dude. I finally had to break down and just buy a pair of nuts.
I'm worried about truck nut supporters watching this, and you know, it's funny. We say truck nut supporters as quick as possible. It sounds like Trump supporters. Anyways,
there's probably a similar group of people.
I would love to see somebody who loved Bernie and had truck nuts.
I'd love to see someone purchase truck nuts.
I've never seen them ever available.
I've seen them in a store.
Oh, I literally
someone's like, hey, here's $30.
How much do they cost?
I don't know. Probably
like 30.
Unless they're not. Like, unless they're free.
The size,
Are they I don't know how to say this. Are they full? Or are they like a sack with two balls in
it? What do you mean full?
Like, is it like just like thick plastic the whole way? They're metal?
Some of them aren't.
Yeah. Most of them.
Some of them dangle freely like it's June.
But yeah, it's not like two marbles in a sack hanging from the back of the car.
It's made to look like testicles.
Yeah, they're swinging. It's like a solid metal.
There's definitely.
Are they always pink?
No, some of them are.
No, they're usually like metal.
Yeah.
They're like silver. Yeah.
But they're definitely nuts.
I like feel like the last truck nuts I saw was like flesh colored truck nuts.
Not like they're actual.
I'm
like
sure they have plenty of
those. Yeah.
Well, that's cheap. That's probably the worst invention. Rubber pink truck.
Yeah. The lame ones.
The shitty ones.
The kinds
that the cool guys with truck nuts are like.
So maybe it's like tough because it's steel balls. You know, I got steel balls.
That's not your truck. Doesn't have a person.
That guy's got ice in his balls.
Your truck has no dog in the fight. It's just
got
the truck.
Some dog balls.
That guy's probably got real tiny nuts. The guy with the big.
Well, let's not judge people with tiny nuts. And
you know, it's a problem.
Why don't you just hang like just do a hand? Put a hand down there.
There's no car nuts.
No. Well, yeah, I could say. They're drag.
If you can put nuts on the back of your car, can you put a dick on the back of your car?
Probably.
Is that like illegal?
So truck nuts are legal.
I would assume.
I don't think it's stores. You can't.
But yeah, there's a set of balls. But then again, bachelorette parties go around with dick shaped and ball shaped objects all the time, and
nobody cares about that.
Just like, oh, they're having.
That's because it's fun. It's an event.
Well, it's always. You don't think it's an event when I get them a Ford F-150?
It's always an event when these bad boys get swinging.
I guess so. right.
Okay, that's interesting because I feel like at first it seemed like Truck Nuts are going to win, but it seemed to die down the hatred for Truck Nuts because we voiced our feelings about it.
We did.
I don't know. I think it's
just Floby, O'Doul's, Truck Nuts. Any of those stick out as something that shouldn't be in the top two?
I don't know. It's weird that Floby has the... It has heat. Floby's got heat right now.
Floby's got some heat.
Because it's like, O'Doul's...
I think O'Doul's the one that sticks out as not the top two.
I don't like people pretending that they're trying to be some fucking cool guy.
That's everybody, though. Like, everybody's pretending to be cool.
I'm not.
Okay.
You would be if you had a Floby.
That's why I don't have a Floby.
You had a clapper.
I didn't say I've always been cool. I've made mistakes. I don't know. It's just something about fucking just a guy at a bar drinking O'Doul.
Is Truck Nuts the one that's out of the loop for those other three?
No way. That's the worst one.
This is tough. Because like the Floby is like so much. There's another layer to it.
Yeah.
It's like how can we cut hair, but be
as dorky as possible?
Dumbest way we can cut hair.
What do you think is the other one out?
Kind of the Floby.
Kale, you're... So I'm thinking O'Doul's, he's thinking Floby. You can say Truck Nuts, and we can go on a long discussion.
I feel like Truck Nuts might be... not the worst.
No way, dude. Truck Nuts? Okay. Truck Nuts only upset everyone. And the people that buy Truck Nuts...
They love them.
But they love that they know that everyone that sees them is going to be like, that's...
How
they like making people...
You mad. Have 18 Confederate flags on your car.
And some nuts. That'll help. That'll make everyone...
But what's worse, the nuts or the Confederate flags? I think the Confederate flags.
Neither of them... They're buddies. Yeah, no one's like, oh, cool, hey, look at that.
This is unbelievable.
I live in the city, never see Truck Nuts.
This is unbelievable to me. We never got to the final three where all three people think it's one different thing, which makes this one of the best lists we've ever had in our lives. Our lives. My life. The podcast life.
I mean, we'll all be dead soon.
Sometimes I talk to the people about the podcast. They go, oh, we have the podcast. It's just me. I don't know why I say we. But
you and one other person.
George, we're down the Floby. I don't know who it is. We're down the Floby, Truck Nuts, and O'Doul's. We've come to almost a standstill of what the worst. What the worst invention is and what one isn't. So Willie hates Truck Nuts. Kale hates O'Doul's. I think the Floby's the dumbest thing ever.
I think it is the only thing that's trying to be more.
Than what it should be. Truck Nuts, but here's the deal. If we're going by... I'll say this. The people who drink O'Doul's, do they like O'Doul's?
No, they like being in a bar and talking to people.
Okay.
And then you're just the only person who's sober drinking O'Doul's at a bar, and that's a weird guy. That's a dangerous person. I've never had a person drive a truck with Truck Nuts... get out of their car and start talking to me about their Truck Nuts.
Do you think the guy who invented Truck Nuts and the person who buys Truck Nuts hates Truck Nuts?
The guy who invented it, probably making money. So
and the guy who bought it probably really likes it.
Probably.
Do you think the people who bought Floby like Floby?
Probably, like, when they bought it.
Like, when they pulled it out of the box and put it on the the first time, they were probably so happy.
But right after that,
they saw what their hair looked like, they were like,
So what I'm saying is the odd one out, I'm maybe switching my vote, that I think Truck Nuts is the odd one out. Because the people who buy Truck Nuts... love Truck Nuts.
Yeah, they're stoked on the...
It's an invention that works for its base.
But those people shouldn't be allowed to make decisions about what they like. They proved that they can't.
I'm sorry, Willie. I switched my vote.
Refrigerator nuts?
I switched my vote. We're taking truck nuts off the list.
We can't just put nuts on everything. How hard is it to shake your hand?
We can't
wait and see, Willie. You wait and see.
We can't put nuts
on a Floby.
Yeah. Let's do it. Just drag it.
Just hit me in the face.
What? It's like,
I'm sorry. I thought about it. I feel like that was the best conclusion I could come to. Is
can we do truck nuts on a Floby as number one contender for best invention?
Best invention.
You get them together, yeah.
We are down to Floby versus O'Doul's, a top two that no one saw coming on worst invention.
I really fucking put my work in on this O'Doul's thing.
A list of mustard gas. Imagining a guy in a bar who likes the duels has a Floby haircut and outside his truck has truck nuts.
That's everything.
Well,
you got them all.
Yeah, that's what you're imagining, John, and you're imagining correctly, because that's me! No, we are down to...
You should have truck nuts all of a sudden.
Oh, son, I gotta get
crossed it out.
I'll put truck nuts on my Buick.
I just think when you come talking about worst invention, people buying it, are they enjoying? Like, that's the only one on this thing.
How do you enjoy just a nutsack on your truck?
People are dumb.
How do you enjoy that?
A lot of dumb people.
How do you go, you know, no thanks, I'll meet up with you guys later. I'm gonna go just enjoy the fact that my car has testicles.
How do you avoid Rory Moore? It all happens. It just right. These people exist. They probably really enjoy the guy. I think it's bad to have sex with children. But Roy Moore, man, that guy, he figured it out, I guess. He found out what worked for him.
O'Doul's or Floby?
O'Doul's versus Floby. We're down to the final two.
Yeah.
This is where you come to the vote. And this one, we don't vote what to take off. We vote what we want to win the worst invention. And as always, we start with the most middle-aged person here, Kale. Kale, what is the worst invention? O'Doul's or Floby? You can talk about it if you want, or you can say the... Excuse me, I'm sorry.
See, now I'm in an impasse because I feel like these are the two that I would have voted for worst. The things that I just don't understand.
It's unbelievable that Floby, you guys didn't know what it was, and you found out right before the podcast started, yeah. And you're like, that's really dumb.
I do feel like O'Doul's is my truck nuts, though. I have a passion for it.
Yeah.
That's not really explained, and I guess some people could derive, but like, fuck it, juice. There are so many beverages that taste good that also don't have alcohol in them.
I'll tell you, juice.
You can get soda at a bar.
Juice at a bar is not the best juice.
It comes out of it. It comes just like any other juice.
It's been there too. It expired.
I'm gonna jump on.
Hold on. So you're saying that O'Doul's is the worst invention? Compared to Floby.
This is tough.
Yeah, it's not easy. That's the whole point of the podcast. This is the most difficult finale I think we've ever had on the show.
Non-alcoholic beer is like a thing that was invented because people were like, I want beer, but I can't drink because I'm on probation.
Why do they have that accent?
Well, that's just what I think of when I hear people with those rules. Or that guy's like, hey, what are you doing?
You come to this bar very often?
I like O'Doul's.
I like to be alert at 2 o'clock in the morning.
John Steigel says O'Doul's is a training beer.
That's dumb. Just start off with a real beer.
How are you going to know how to get drunk if you just don't...
You're
going to be 21 and you're going to start drinking fucking whiskey and cokes and then you're going to black out and die. Because you've been drinking O'Doul's for 3 years.
What are you thinking, Willie?
I'm jumping on Kale's bandwagon as far as the O'Doul's versus the Floby. I'm going with the O'Doul's as far as the worst invention because I just realized I don't think it's technically an invention. It was already beer.
Yeah, but there wasn't non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, there had to have been at some point. You just like make beer and you don't leave it there long enough to ferment.
You make non-alcoholic beer.
You just don't. You don't ferment it as long.
Okay.
So you're saying.
So is there a little tiny bit of alcohol?
There is a very, very minuscule. I think it's like
it's like when you cook. It's like when you cook it in like food.
Yeah, it's
it can't get you drunk.
I know the stat is you have to drink, like, I think it's like you have to drink a case of O'Doul's in an hour for 8 hours to, like, get a buzz.
So we're here. This is the first time this has happened where another person on the podcast jumped in before the other person voted. So we have one vote.
Well, I didn't technically vote yet, but I think you know what I'm going to vote for. But
well, are you voting?
I want to hear what you got. You got
so I'm thinking I am voting Floby.
Well, what's your trying to sway us?
Well, that's what I'm trying to.
Well, go ahead.
Once I lost, I don't know if you can lose on a podcast. I lost. They cost my winner out.
Here's the thing. O'Doul's was made and is still being made. Therefore, it must be somewhat successful as an invention because it's still being bought by people. I don't think the government is, what do they call it when they give, like, the farmers money? Extra money? The government,
farm
bribery.
No.
Farming money.
Extortion?
Yeah.
No, money. You know what I mean? They give them, like,
State Farm?
Yeah, State Farm money.
Insurance.
I can't believe I can't think of that. Where they give
tax.
Them, it's, they give the farmers, like, extra money because they're making food that gets sold. I don't know what it's called. Anyways.
Check.
No farmer.
I can't. I wish I had different people right now.
Not doing all my financial work.
Floby. What I'm saying is, Floby, I don't believe gets made anymore because it was a failed invention. It was bad. People didn't buy it. Those that did were not satisfied with the product. O'Doul's has been around for 20 years, maybe longer, and it's still being made. So I would have to say, because of that, the Floby failed so hard on its little thing that it was trying to do that it stopped being made. Therefore, it is the worst invention. Is my reason for voting Floby.
I feel like if I saw somebody get a haircut with a Floby, that could be enough. If I saw what the haircut looked like.
Like, well, the problem is, you're only going to see it in an infomercial, which isn't going to be a real...
It's gonna be an old commercial too.
Yeah, it's gonna be an old one. It's
gonna look that up.
Early 90s, but they're gonna probably have a haircut person on staff to cut him up after the Floby attack.
All right, have you ever seen anybody who's cool drinking an O'Doul's?
Have you ever seen anybody that's cool getting a haircut with a Floby?
No, and I think that's why these are the last two.
Have you ever seen anybody cool with the truck nuts? And,
probably. I actually did at Ball State. There was these two guys.
Ball State?
There was this fucking dope yellow Cadillac sitting on fucking 40-inch rims. Like, it's like 2 feet off the ground from the bottom.
Ridiculous.
Big old set of truck nuts.
Ridiculous.
And it was these two black guys, and in the same parking lot, there was a motorcycle rally. And all white people in leather jackets and motorcycles, and they were just getting gas, these two guys. And, like, one of them went into pay, and then the other one pumped, and then they drove around to the front of the door, because it was a fucking terrifying situation. But they also had the coolest fucking car I've ever seen. Butterfly, the doors that go out and then go up.
In a truck?
On a Cadillac. No, like an old school.
What would you say your favorite part of the car was?
The truck nuts, of course.
The doors.
Doors, yes. Hey, wouldn't it be fun if O'Doul's, you said they're a company for 20 years, if on their 21st year they started putting in alcohol? Like, finally!
Well, this sells a lot better. We've been struggling for a long time.
Jim had 16.
If they did that, it'd be Floby all day.
They'll do new old duels.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back with old duels classic.
Old duels plus. Old duels extreme.
I like that. I think that's really funny.
We call it low duels.
Old dudes. Crystal old duels.
Old duels ice.
O'Doul's ice. Just a malt liquor of O'Doul's. A malt liquor that's non-alcoholic.
O'Doul's heavy.
Ride the O'Doul's train.
I like O'Doul's now. I'm gonna
try our O'Doul's IPA.
O'Doul's back on the way.
So I vote Floby. Willie, are you still voting O'Doul's?
You said Floby last, so I'll go Floby.
Well, no, are you saying O'Doul's?
I like O'Doul's now just because it's fun to joke about. And you were right. Like, O'Doul's still is made. I've had an O'Doul's.
Yeah.
And it was not the worst thing that ever happened to me. It was a bit of a bummer. But that's all that was left, and I needed to whip my whistle.
I feel like that's the same argument that could be made for the Floby, though.
That was all that's left? Because all the barbers died?
It was all that was around. I tried it. It wasn't the worst thing that happened to me.
I lost an ear.
But I didn't enjoy it.
Okay, how about this? I would rather drink an O'Doul's
than get a hair from the
Floby.
That's... Well, then mustard gas should probably win.
I would never...
If we're going by that logic, I think the last thing I'd want to have happen is be mustard gas. But...
I'm going with Floby.
I'm going O'Doul's for two reasons. One, if it's a training beer, that is
the dumbest fucking thing you ever in your life.
Training beer is just like you
either drink beer or don't.
By 2000, 2 million Flobies had been sold.
How many O'Doul's is that comparative to?
Yeah, you can drink
I don't know. That's
O'Doul's
great. 2 million Flobies were sold.
I mean, how many clappers were sold? John, get on the horn and figure out how many clappers
that's
were sold.
That's insane. I didn't see... That's a lot of Flobies.
Yeah. That's probably 4 million heads that Flobies touched.
I think O'Doul's serves a purpose.
All right, yeah, I'm sick of Floby, and you're sick of O'Doul's. That means Floby is the worst invention, folks. Floby, crazy, crazy times. One of my favorite podcasts that I've had so far, in the sense that I had no idea what was going to win.
Can we put an asterisk and then point to...
Chuck Nuts? No, I can't do that.
Joe.
Well, let me see that. God damn it. You got a weird honk out of Willie. Marketing, they may not have been used, but only once. That's why there was so many sold. Floby is the worst invention ever made, folks. Thank you so much for watching this podcast. You could follow, and thank you so much for special guest experts I had on the show. Kale Forbes. Kale, do you have any Twitter or two very funny stand-up comics in Indianapolis? Definitely check them out if you see them on a show. Kale, do you have anything you'd like to plug, like a Twitter or a show coming up? Probably not a show coming up.
I don't really use Twitter very much. It's Mr. Forbes Forbes, if you want to follow. If I eventually go on there and have enough followers.
What do you use, Facebook?
Yeah, I use Facebook.
Friend them on Facebook, Kale Forbes.
Yeah, or follow me. I don't want to be friends with you if I don't know you, probably. But also, Union 50 Comedy Contest. It's going to be the 18th of this month.
This is
the Sunday night, 10 o'clock, Union 50, Mass Ave. Got a lot of good comics.
Okay.
When it gets $100.
Sounds good. Willie Bosnick, also a fantastic comic in the scene. You know what? And like Kale, a good friend. Willie, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Dude, my Twitter, I'm not very good at it, but it's Bad Idea Factory. I think the best part is the handle.
That should have been your credit for the show.
It's bad idea.
I know you're a bad idea factor.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Well, you know, nobody can.
Yeah, but then I'm doing on December 16th, but I think that's soon.
I guess I gotta put this up soon.
Saturday.
Yeah, Carrie and Tyson's. They're doing
a live podcast.
But yeah, they're doing a couple sets before. I'm gonna do a. So that's like the next one.
That's nice.
That's in the shoe fly.
That guy has never booked me for any show he's ever done. Anyways.
I don't book any shows.
Not you.
Oh.
But I'm glad their podcast will have their 8th episode live in a bar. last podcast, we opened for RuPaul.
Oh, and come to the Shoe Fly open mic on Mondays. I run that.
He used to run it, and then he runs it now.
That's the best. It's a good open mic.
It's pretty good. I think the Crackers open mic I like a lot.
I haven't been, but it's an actual
open mic.
Yeah, well, they're both open mics.
Book show up at 7 o'clock-ish.
Every Monday. And if you live in Indianapolis, you check out the subreddit Indianapolis, and you'll see comedy things you can do in the week. I put that up every Monday. You can follow me on Twitter, @JoeAmerica22. I'm also very bad at it. But here's what I want you guys to do. I would love it if you guys watching would do this. On Facebook, thank you very much. All the live videos are there. You can like our page. Just like our page. Rate if you want. Also, on YouTube, we have the Thank You Very Much page with all these videos on it that are great. Subscribe. If I get 100 subscribers, I can do a lot better stuff than what I'm doing right now in regards to like custom URLs and some other cool stuff. So please, subscribe on YouTube and like the Facebook page. That's all I really want out of you. And thank you so much for watching. You guys are fantastic. I love you guys commenting on Facebook, letting me know what you want to see on the show. And that's Thank You Very Much. Worst invention, Flowbee.
When are you going to write everything backwards on this board? So people...
That's Thank You Very Much. You're welcome. Have a good night,
everybody.
Fuck you, Cal.